Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. We're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time and 6 a.m. Central Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out. We want you to get ready to take lots of notes. We want you to go to another level in your life because it's all about entrepreneurs. Well, we have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, the tools for you to be successful at life, at work, at school, and in your business. And now your host, the power coach, Lalisa, and the possibilities coach, Cassandra.
Good morning, good morning, and welcome my co-host, Cassandra. How are you? All right. Good morning and welcome. Welcome to the show this morning. We have an exciting show for you today, as we do every day. So get ready for that. When you tune in to this show, we are having breakthroughs. We have so many testimonies coming forth. People are contacting us on Facebook. You can contact us on Facebook, too. You can go to facebook.com/AAE Show. You can like that page. You can leave us a comment. You can ask a question. We are here for you, and we thank you so much for tuning in and joining us every weekday morning, Monday through Friday, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You can listen to the show by dialing in 234-745-7991, or you can listen by going to the website blogtalkradio.com/AAE Show, because this is all about entrepreneurs. Well, Coach Cassandra, how are you today?
I am having a wonderful day. I am just so happy we had such an awesome time on the show yesterday. And just knowing that God knows the plans that he has for us, plans to succeed, plans for success to bless us. And I'm telling you, that's not just for us. That's for you too, audience. We want to thank you for joining us today, thanking God for the awesome privilege of life, of living a fulfilling purpose. I feel like I'm in such a flow of destiny. I tell you, I can hardly take it, but I can take it, and I will take it. I'm just excited is what I'm trying to say. Oh, my goodness. So, yes, Coach, I'm just so appreciative of God's goodness.
These are exciting times. Many people in the kingdom are advancing right now. This is a great and powerful season. And so for those of you who are connected to this show, you tune in, whether you listen live to the archives, whether you follow us on Christian Social Network, you know, that's one of our new affiliates that we've been in contact with lately, and we are encouraging everyone to open up their very own page on my Christian Social Network by going to www.mycsn.org, CSN, Charlie, Sam, Nancy, .org, mychristiansocialnetwork.org, and open up your own page. It's much like Facebook, but it's Christian Social Network, and you can network with many people around the world. The CEO and founder of that, David Knight, he's doing a fantastic job. So I'm on there now, actually. I'm just posting, and I just love the different things you can do there. You can post there. You can post at the same time on Facebook. You can sign in with your Facebook or your Twitter or your LinkedIn account. You can set up a poll. You can even publish to your MySpace or your Yahoo. I mean, really, he's really doing some great and wonderful things there. So let me tell you, don't miss out on this great move. You know, well, you know what they said, do not despise small beginnings. Not that this is small, but guess what? It's a beginning, and let me tell you, it's going places. So, yes, we have an awesome guest today. Our guest is on the line. Yes, let me just welcome him so that he doesn't think we forgot about him. Hey, Mr. John Thompson, how are you? And welcome to All About Entrepreneurs.
Good morning. Good morning. And first, I want to thank you, Coach Lisa and Ms. Cassandra, for having me on. I'm definitely just as excited as you are about this opportunity. And as you say, there's no such thing as a small opportunity. Any opportunity to advance forward is a great opportunity. And, you know, it's a blessing. I'm thankful, definitely thankful to be here.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, we can't wait to, you know, talk to you and see what you have to talk about to our powerful audience today. You know, people who tune into this show tune in from all over. We have our wonderful friends from all the way from Houston, Texas, California. People tune into this show from Canada. We have people from Japan, Mr. Paul Kiriazzi. We have, oh my God, Miss Denise Jenkins in Cleveland and Bernita Ewing in Cleveland. We have Miss Olivia in Atlanta and, oh my God, New Jersey, St. Louis, Danielle. Guys, our beautiful flyers. Good morning to every last one of you. Good morning, Mr. Robert. Oh my God, right here in New Jersey. I see some new numbers on the line today. So if this is your first time tuning in to the show, don't forget to claim your free audio tape of Power Up Your Possibilities by Coach Cassandra and myself, where we want to empower you and motivate you. We do what we do because we are empowered. We do the work that we do because we are empowered and we're motivated. And so if somebody has done that for us over the years and motivated us, empowered us to live our dreams, and we want to be able to do the same for you. Coach Cassandra is living her dream and living her dream. I am flat out smack dab in the middle of my dream life. Some days I have to pinch myself to see if it's real. And, you know, I want to slap myself upside the head and say, you know,
oh, no.
Hey, is this real? Is this live or memory? Listen, this is live and living color. I tell you, my life right now is on steroids, y'all. And we want to motivate and empower you to get that same life. I tell you, there ain't nothing that I've ever wanted to do. There is nothing right now at this day and moment that I've ever wanted to do that I have not done. I've done everything. Everything that I've wanted to do, okay? And we want, and it's a great feeling. There's nothing like it. And to be operating in purpose, you wake up, I'm telling you, I used to hate to wake up. Them days are over. They're over. I used to hate going to work. Those days are over. I used to wonder, where am I going to get the next dollar? Where am I going to get my next client? Those days are over. Shut it all down, and I want to help other people. So that's why we're here. But our guest has a powerful message. Coach Cassandra, back to you.
Awesome, awesome. I am so happy to have John Thomas on. John is a public speaker, life coach. He goes into the schools and high schools, and I'm telling you, that's where we need so many speakers to go in with an empowering word of encouragement to help out in our communities. And I tell you, he's got such a unique way of
of making his presentations. You never know how John's going to show up, whether it's a clown outfit or some kind of other costume. We're just so excited about the possibilities when it comes to John. John, tell us a little bit about yourself. What makes you do out-of-the-box types of presentations? What's that all about? Tell us about it, please.
Most definitely. And the first thing is, as I always tell everyone, you know, everyone is unique within themselves. Everyone brings something different or is blessed with a different gift, a different talent from anyone else. And when it comes to business and you know, inspiring other people, that is what you have to give back, because only you could give that to the world. And one of my favorite quotes is, you're not a drop in the ocean. You're the ocean in one drop. So, you know, I definitely hope you got that. You're definitely the ocean in one drop. So that's definitely what inspires me to do what I do on a daily basis. I love giving back, love helping people, love connecting with positive, like-minded people. So I'm definitely inspired to be here. You know, I just love what I do. I love what I do.
Well, that is wonderful, wonderful. Now, what is one of the greatest messages of empowerment that you try to get out to folks?
My greatest message is escaping your mental prison, because as I talked with Coach Cassandra yesterday, and she was asking me some things, and I told her, you know, early on I grew up in a single-parent home in a drug-infested neighborhood, and it was always my passion and vision to help my family escape those conditions. But, however, my uncle, my dad, they dealt in drugs, so I was highly influenced. And until my oldest brother graduated from college, I had never seen anyone graduate from college. So I didn't get to see the benefits of education from that standpoint. Also, no one in my family at that time was currently employed. So I never got to see the benefits of people going out and working and bringing home a salary and taking care of their family. So I thought, okay, the only people I see making money are people in the streets, your hustlers, your drug dealers, your... So I got into that lifestyle hoping that I could help my family escape those conditions. Early on, I got in trouble with the law and realized that I was setting myself back and I would never be able to help my family by making those choices. So I got into personal development and mindset training. I think one of the first books I read was Keys to Success by Napoleon Hill. And I realized, you know, life had so much more to offer, and I just build from there. So my greatest message is escape your prison and live the life you deserve and desire, because most people relate to a physical prison when the majority, well, I don't want to say the majority, but people live in a mental prison where they're limiting their, you know, they're limiting their life. They don't believe they can do certain things. They're beating themselves down, and we see it every day. So once you escape that mental prison, you're free both inside and outside.
Wow, wow. So talk a little bit about what this mental mindset training that you do. What are some of the things that comprise it or that you like to, you know, tell people about or share with folks when you do it?
Oh, first of all, It begins with you, and 100% of the people who make up their mind to do something, they do it. So it begins with you. It begins with you. And my greatest experience in dealing with this is I spent 6 months in isolation confinement. That's where I found John, 6 months in isolation confinement in a cell. So I was there, and when the librarian came around, I began to order books, and, you know, here's where I cried out, here's where I prayed, here's where no one could hear me. There was no one there, you know, to feel my pain. So I had to embrace the moment and realize that at this moment, something great is going to be born. So to begin with, you have to start with yourself. That's the first thing. You have to realize and accept today is the day that my life would never be the same. Today is the day that my future is bright. You know, it stops right here, and it from now until eternity, it's nothing but greatness in my life. So first you want to start with yourself. Then you have to, the second thing is you have to begin to take in positive audio, positive messages. And, you know, I have a library of books. I listen to, I've been trained by, and training by Tony Robbins, Les Brown, you know, those type of people. And also audio, you know, and a lot of people say, well, I don't have the money to invest in those products at the time. YouTube, I started out with YouTube with one message by Les Brown called "It's Possible." I was walking 5 miles a day as exercise, and I listened to that same message over and over again, and it built me stronger and stronger and stronger. And the third thing, you have to stay surrounded by like-minded people. And what I tell it, each and every one of you, find two people who believe in you just as much as you do. And those are the two you share your dreams with, you share your challenges with, because I don't believe in problems, I only believe in challenges. So you share your challenges with, and you know, you can confide in them because you know they're always there to build you up. So first, it's all about you. You got to go on the inside. You got to say today is today, and, you know, make up your mind. I'm not turning back. Second, delve into personal development, audio and books. And third, you definitely want to find two people who you can confide in.
Awesome. So what is your take? What are some of the biggest things folks can get out of coaching? What is your take on that?
Some of the biggest things that people can get out of coaching is it has to be the one-on-one, because, you know, like I'm here live on the radio, you know, some people are going to relate. Some people are going to say, okay, I want to know a little bit more about him. You know, I connect with him here. I connect. And that one-on-one, because everybody has a unique situation. And I tell a lot of my clients, you know, that's why the consultation call is free. You know, that's why we do that, so we can converse and I can find out exactly what you need. And the thing about coaching is sometimes I'm not always the best coach. So it's great to connect with coaches like Coach Lisa and Coach Cassandra, because I may have someone I say, oh, okay, I can understand. Let me reach out to some of my colleagues or my contacts. They may be better to assist you in this area. But when it comes to me, I definitely love to sit down. You know, we do the free consultation call so I can find out exactly what it is that you are desiring in your life.
Awesome. Yes, thank you for sharing that with us. And, well, how do people get a hold of you? And then we're going to take it back to Coach LaLisa. But how do folks get a hold of you if they want to see your website and what you have to offer, sir?
Well, definitely right now you can get a hold of me on Facebook at John Thomas Life Coach. Also, my email is john93760@gmail.com. Again, that's john93760@gmail.com. And I have a website up, but it's more toward my entrepreneur business, so I don't want to send people there and they look at that information and be like, oh, this is what he do. But definitely I do coach, but I do have a business that I do work full-time and coach within that business. So you definitely can reach me on Facebook at John Thomas Life Coach and the email that I provide.
Awesome. Thank you. And we're back to Coach LaLisa. Wow, we've got an exciting guest, and I'm so excited about what you're doing. That mental training is so tough. Yeah, that's the area we all need to toughen up on, because if you're not hanging with the right crowd, hey, we have a statement that says power up and kick it. So that means you need to take ownership of the power within you to do the right thing. You're hanging out with the wrong folks, got to kick it to the side, kick discouragement, negativity. You know, you got to do what it takes so you can stay empowered and become the person that you were called to be. What's your take on that, Coach Louisa? Yes, indeed.
Yes. I'm powering up every day. I'm so, you know, it's just great to hear from this awesome man. You know, I just wanted to ask him a little bit about that entrepreneur spirit, you know, and if a person is really, you know, wanting to be an entrepreneur, what kind of instructions would you give them to help fashion that spirit? Or, you know, the Word of God tells us iron sharpeneth iron. So how would you, you know, like in the morning people tune in and they're tuning in because they want to be empowered and motivated or encouraged or just to be inspired to go a little bit further or to keep going. Sometimes, you know, you want to give up because business seems really slow, especially when you just start a new business. It takes, you know, you're going in thinking it's going to be an overnight success. Sometimes you want to leave your job so bad working for someone else. I've been there. And you have this thing inside of you that you really want to do. So how do you tap into that person's entrepreneur spirit where they're actually, because you need that energy. People don't have time to waste their energy on negativity. And when you have a job that you go to work every day negative about, it's actually draining that energy that you could use in your business. So, Coach John, how do you help a person like that?
Thanks, Coach Lisa. And that's what I actually do is, one of my quotes is, focus on where you're going to, not what you're going through. And I think so many people focus on the results when they need to focus on the outcome. And to break it down, you know, I market online and offline. And sometimes my posts don't get the likes I think it should or be shared like I think it should. And a lot of times what happens is we will put it in our mind. First of all, we're comparing ourselves to other people's results. That's a dream killer because you're going to have to put in work. And a lot of people mislead people and tell people you can. Success is not easy. Of course, if it was, everybody would be doing it. So you definitely have to be consistent. Persistent, meaning whatever you're doing on a daily basis, do it every day. Don't focus on the results. Because what happens, you become emotionally attached to those results. And if you're not getting the results that you feel like you should be getting, you're going to quit. You're going to start. And I'll never forget one of my mentors, because I'm human. I actually go through it. That's why I have higher coaches. That's why I have mentors. And I had posted some things, and I was talking, and I know he did great results. And I was like, you know, what am I doing wrong? And he was like, do you remember the Ghetto Boy? And I'm like, what is he talking about? I said, of course I remember the Ghetto Boy. You know, I grew up in the 80s. He said, your mind is playing tricks on you. So that is all happening. Your mind plays tricks on you. Like, you might as well not be seeing him continue to punch that computer or make those phone calls or build those relationships. You're not getting the results that the person who coaches or mentors you said you would be getting so fast. And so don't let your mind play tricks on you. Don't become emotionally attached to the results. And I always teach from the message of the seed in the soil. And actually, I did a video and I took my son out in the yard and we planted an apple tree, and we planted some flowers. And while we were doing that, I was shooting a video and I was letting people know that I understand that this apple tree is not going to have apples in the morning. But here's the thing: once that tree began to birth apples, now that apple that is birthed on that tree had more seeds in it, so I can plant another tree, and now guess what? Then I can have an apple orchard. And you got to think, billionaires have apple orchards. So just plant a seed, you know, cultivate it, water it, make sure the ground was tilled great to receive the seed. And it's just like the mind. You know, you have to get, as they have been stressing, you have to get all the negative out, plant your seeds, and let it grow and watch what begins to happen. And now my result, as Coach Cassandra said, or Coach Lisa said earlier, they're phenomenal. You know, my business is skyrocketing. I'm connecting with great people, all because I stayed consistent, even when I didn't see what I thought I should be seeing.
Wow. That's great. That's great. And, you know, we're just excited to be able to also meet up and talk to other coaches. And, you know, I love working with coaches. I love working with, you know, people that are positive and that are motivating, people that can also, you know, encourage us. And so I think that's so great, and I'm so glad to meet you. This is Coach Lalisa talking now, Mr. John Thomas. And, you know, just reading over, you know, your bio, the things, some of the, you know, things that you've done and the things that you're doing. And, you know, when you talk to people and tell them, you know, how to, you know, get past their struggles, and you help people, you know, with their marketing and their skills and their training. So how does a person, somebody asked me once, and, you know, I'll just ask you about that, you know, getting started. Just what does it take to just get started? You know, sometimes it's, especially what about a person who has, and I don't know if this ever happened to you, Mr. John, but I know it happens to people all the time. They have so many gifts and talents. They're so good at so many things that they don't know what to do. What do you say to people like that? They don't know what to do.
Great question. Great question. Great question. And here's the thing, and trust me, a lot, as she said, a lot of people be there. They're overwhelmed. They, you know, they're great at so many things. But what I did was I found that one thing, and actually someone asked me this question last night, and they were like, you know, my time, and I have so many different things that, you know, I want to coach and I want to do my business, but my passion is coaching. But, and here's what I told them. If coaching is your passion, then your business is like your fuel line to do that full time. Because we know that you're going to have the economics to be able to step away from your job, you know, to be able to fund your business, fund your project. So you definitely have to take the time, sit back, and think about what exactly do you want to do. And don't overwhelm yourself with all those thoughts, because the thoughts are never going to stop coming. Our mind, I forget the number of thoughts we have a day, but the thoughts are going to continue to come. What I do is I sit down in the morning. One of my things is I sit down and I meditate and I write down 5 new ideas a day. And I think that's 1,200 new ideas a year. So you can only imagine, I know everyone won't work, but it's just those key, maybe 3 or 4 that do, that's going to transform your life. Because everything is leading to your greater purpose, the greater you. Because in reality, you have to become before you're going to receive the things that you desire. You have to become that person. And I think that's where so many people miss the message at, that they think they can accumulate not only the materialistic but the outer things without becoming that person on the inside. And that is, you know, that's an illusion. And one of my mentors always tell me, John, you're going to become a millionaire 12 months before you actually have $1 million in your bank account. Because you have to, you know, your mind has to change. You have to begin to think like a millionaire. You have to begin to manage money on a different level. So you definitely want to sit down and figure out the key thing. First, what it is that exactly that you want to do, and write down probably 3 steps that can get you closer. And every day, take those 3 steps. Calculate those 3 steps daily, consistently, over and over and over again. Don't try to, you know, don't try to do 100 things at one time. I always tell people, take 1 or 2 things and get good at doing those one or two and watch what happens.
I believe, yeah, I like that. I like that answer, yeah. So, yeah, go on, do those one or two things and watch what happens. I think that's a good word there. Yeah, because when you, like you say, you can get overwhelmed trying to, you know, spend time trying to figure out which one to do, and then 5 years go by, and you could have had one thing done. That would be one less thing that you would have to choose from now. So I like that answer. Go head on, do that one or two things. So that's awesome. That is just great. And, you know, it sounds like you really got a great handle on being able to help people, and so people can really, I'm sure that you're having great success in what you're doing. I mean, it's just when you tap into that purpose, when you know your purpose and your passion. I see on your website, at least the website that I'm on, the john-thomas.net is the website I'm at. That's what I, you know, it's a great website for, so for those, I've already signed up for a couple of your webinars and a couple of your messages on there, and I see you've got some awesome blogs there, so individuals, you know, go there, check it out. It's time to fly. John Thompson, life-success coach and entrepreneur developer, so you want to get that business developed. He's got your 7-day networking marketing mastery boot camp. You can sign up for the Blueprint to Profit in your network marketing business in the next 30 days or less. You can also sign up for that. It's valued at over $100. It's yours free. And so, yeah, so he definitely, boy, I wish I had known where you were back in 09. I was doing a network marketing business. I had a good time in that business, though. And I didn't know anything about the network marketing business. I knew a little bit about Avon and things like that, but that back in the day, Avon didn't really declare themselves as a network marketing company. And my mom and dad, they sold products like Watkins, you know, the Spice People and Amway, you know, that's going way back, right? And so I did this network, and I had to do all this research and find out everything I could about it, because I wasn't able to just, I couldn't just sit there and be told what to do. I needed to, I was a business major anyway, so I need to find out what part of business does this fit in, you know. So I did all this research, and I learned a lot, but I had a ball selling. It was painstaking doing all the research, but I was selling the little garment that women could put on, and it'd make them look like they dropped 3 dress sizes. That was a hot commodity. Everybody, it seemed like I could truly say that was a product that sold itself, because we would just walk up to people and say things like, who do you know wants to drop, you know, a dress size or something like that? And they would go, me, you know. And we would say, well, come on, let me show you. And I'm telling you, we sold a bunch of them things. I mean, it was like hot cakes. It was going great. I loved it. But we had a ball. So I tell you, I love, you know, sales. But sales is very scary for a lot of people. A lot of people, John, they have businesses, right? And they have this fear. I don't know if you've experienced this or know how to deal with it as entrepreneurs. We want to be entrepreneurs. We want to have our own business. We want to make enough money that we can quit our jobs. Some of us don't mind being the dualpreneur. So you're working for someone else and you run your own business. Some of people will do that forever. My mom did it for years. She had a full-time job, and she always did something on the side to have that extra income. She had 7 children, and many times she was a single mom. She was married from time to time, but then those times when she didn't have that help, she needed that extra money, so she always did something extra. And so I kind of grew up with that. My father had his own business. His father had his own business, so I grew up around entrepreneurs. But But even so, you know, a lot of times entrepreneurs, when we first get started, you know, there's a lot of, you know, apprehension about marketing ourselves, our product, how to, you know, valuing what we have, and sometimes even feeling a little guilty.
Yeah.
Guilty asking people to pay for, asking people to pay for our services that we know. If I go on a job, if I go to an interview, I don't have a problem with expecting those people to pay me for my service. I go there with that expectation. And I actually have to hold back from asking what the salary is on the first interview. But yet when we get to be entrepreneurs, all of a sudden, now we are somewhat reluctant to be very clear with people about what, and I understand, you know, when you don't have, people don't know about your product or whatever, but when Procter & Gamble put their product out, nobody knew what it was. They still had price tags.
Coach, that's awesome.
I bar Ivory soap. So how do you help people understand that they have to put a price on it, and how do you help them get over that frightening feeling of, oh, my God, they're going to think I'm horrible? But go ahead.
Great. And my thing is, when it comes to fear, my thing is just do it, you know. And one of my acronyms is done, take action, Tom. Because here's the thing. A lot of the stuff that I learned, I actually learned from someone, from a video, from a book, and I just immediately took action. I just began to do it. I can actually remember when I first started doing video that I was stumbling and stuttering and, you know, you could see me literally trying to think of what to say. And if I would have allowed that to stop me from doing what I knew I had to do, because it's just like riding a bicycle. You're going to fall off in the beginning. You're going to skin up your knees. You know, so I always tell people, if you can ride a bicycle, you can do anything. Because there's no way around the beginning process. And the beginning is always the hardest. So you're going to have to push. You know, you're going to have to. And that's where having a strong support around, as well as self-talk. That's one, you know, affirmation, self-talk. That's one of my greatest things. You know, I'm always telling myself, I can. You can. I am great. I am the leader that people are looking for, you know, and those type of things, and it attracts those type of people to me. So the key is just do it. If it comes to mind, just do it. Don't worry about the results. Don't worry about it. Don't nobody like it. Just do it. Tomorrow, do the same thing. Later on that evening, do the same thing. And your fear, that's the only way to push fear aside is by doing it, by taking action, because we know fear is not real. Fear is only our past experiences and the things that the outside world tell us that, and actually I was in the barbershop yesterday and they were showing us a storm in Mississippi, Alabama, and Lord knows I'm not minimizing those circumstances. I'm praying for those families, but you can't sit there and grow and be like, oh man, Lord, here we go. What's going on? The end of the day. I knew it. If that's your mindset, how are you going to release positive energy into the universe? How are you going to, the next person who come by you, they're going to see you slump shoulder, they're going to see you look like you were. And if imagine approaching them talking about a product or an opportunity, and they're like, huh? You know, what's the name of your business? The SAD LLC or, you know, so you definitely want to be energized. You want to let people know you're happy about life. You realize I'm blessed to be here another day. I'm going to do what I got to do to make it the best day I ever lived. And every day I challenge myself to be a better John. Because at the bottom line is, it's all about becoming the best you the world can ever experience. So every day I'm challenging myself. What can I do to become a better John Thomas where I can give more back to the world? Because it's giving. That's the key. You just want to give. If you give, it's coming back. So give, give, give. And what I do is, you know, basically what I do is I love to help people with finances, you know, and the thing about it, and you hit on it, great, educate yourself. Don't just jump in. Don't just go for hype and fluff and all this. get an understanding, because once you gain an understanding and realize this is something that I'm gonna do, not something I'm gonna try, something I'm gonna do, take action every day. Take action, and when you're sitting there, you're wondering what to do. Take action. When you're sitting there and say, well, maybe should I make the call or make a post or write an ad or whatever, take action. Just take action. You can't go wrong taking action. And actually, I have to get off in about 2 minutes, but you definitely want to take action. And that's the greatest advice I can give you. That's what I did. You know, a lot of things I'm self-taught. I sit in my office, my home office, which I'm blessed to be able to work full-time from home. And I just take action. If something hit me and I feel, you know, that fear feeling come in, I already know what to do. Take action. It's a breakthrough. Take action. You're going to get stronger. Take action. And, of course, you may be on the phone shaking your voice. They may hear it. But if you're being authentic, if you're being the real you, if you're not trying to sell them on a dream, because just think about it. When you're in it, I actually told Ms. Cassandra this last night, and she said, she didn't really ask me was I prepared or what type of questions she should have asked, because I told her, you know, I only tell who I am. I tell about John, so I can tell this every day of the year, every day of my life, because I lived it. Stop trying to tell someone else's story all the time. You can use that story to incorporate it into your life and say, I was blessed to meet, like I'm blessed to meet Coach Lisa and Coach Cassandra, and they, you know, they have definitely inspired me. But I don't want to take their story and try to make it my story. So just tell your story over and over again, and you get better and better and better at telling it. And now the fear is gone. You're like, man, is this all to it? I just speak to one simple thing, telling my story, my experiences, the blessings I've been able to overcome, the things I've been able to overcome, you know, the challenges I've had in life, the many ways I've been blessed to deal with them. You know, investing in myself, continue to learn. And I did a video yesterday called Invest, Learn, and Teach. And if you want to monetize your business, that's what you want to do. Take this concept. Invest. Learn something. Invest in a product. Invest in some coaching. Invest in some mentoring. Then you learn it. And the only way to learn it is you have to take massive, massive action. That means taking action over and over and over again. Now that you've learned it, Teach it. And by teaching it, you know, I share a lot of it for free, and people will come in and say, hey, I love what you're saying, but I want some of that one-on-one. Now I can coach it. Now you can monetize your business or whatever it is that you do as an entrepreneur. You can do that. Stop sitting around waiting on a product to sell. Another thing, incorporate other methods into your business. There's so many ways to get, you know, to make money, to move your business forward faster, to keep yourself in business. You have to make money. So you have to find ways to do that. And you definitely can reach out to me. You know, you have my email. You have John Thomas, Life Coach, on Facebook. Reach out to me. I was glad. It was a blessing to be here. Thank you again, Coach Lisa, Coach Cassandra. Y'all enjoy the rest of your day, because you absolutely deserve it. And until the next time, it's only one thing I'm going to leave you with. Take action, and you'll win.
Awesome. Well, we definitely want to take action, and we definitely want to win, and we want to open up this phone line. We thank Mr. Johnson for that, Thomas, for that powerful, motivating message on today. Area code 412, tell us where you're calling from and your case. Area code 412.
Hey, this is Frederick. Code Frederick this morning.
Hey, Coach Fred, I cannot get used to that number for some odd reason. 412. Coach Frederick. Yes.
How are you today? That was a very,
take it away.
Very good. Let me move this here. Very good presentation. I heard something in there that I just had my spirit telling me to respond to. And then that was value and purpose. You're talking about what to charge people. I think that is linked to finding your purpose. I hear a lot of people talk about doing this. And it's about purpose. When you find your purpose, it's going to link you up with the value of that. When you go buy a car, if you say $50,000 to buy a car, you're not going to go and buy the used Hyundai when you've been saving for the Mercedes, okay? Because you have a value assigned to that. When you're looking for a mate, you don't just take anybody. You want somebody that fits who you are or better than you sometimes because you've assigned a value. So when you find your purpose, purpose tells you that you're the only one that can do this. You're the best mm-hmm. at it. And mm-hmm. inside of you, you've got to know that God has made you the only one that can do what you do. How do you mm-hmm. assign a value to that? And that has to come mm-hmm. over to your clients when they mm-hmm. when they ask you about price or when you're just telling them about your product. You know, it's mm-hmm. the same thing with like Procter & Gamble or Duncan Hines when they put out a cake mix. Oh, I forgot the example that you gave earlier. But they better put out their cake mix, and they assign a price to it because they know who they are. They know what they do. They know the value they bring to the market. They know they're the best. They assign a price. They don't worry about who's not going to take it, who will take it, who won't take it, what they're going to think about it. They assign a price based on the value that they place on it, and we buy it. So we do the same thing. But I think it's all wrapped up in first knowing your purpose and who you are. Because that's always going to come across. If you as a coach go to someone and say, my rate is $250 an hour, that's got to be able to roll off your tongue the same way you talk to them about fulfillment in their life. It can be sketchy. It can be, what do you think about? No, it has to come off. But that's all going to be linked, I believe, in you knowing your purpose and knowing it's your purpose to do what you do.
Good point, Mr. Coach Frederick. Absolutely, that is great. And that, you know, again, that's why we, you know, do the show. We invite people on. We invite you to ask your comments or your questions or share your wisdom, share information that you have, because we are here to really help people, and we're really here to make it plain for people. Because that was one of the things when I first started as an entrepreneur. I would go, and I would a lot of times things weren't made plain, and I had to, you know, dig and dig and dig. It was like finding a needle in a haystack. Go ahead.
Oh no, I was agreeing with you. I'm sorry.
Yeah, and a lot of times the problem that we had is sometimes in what ails us providing a solution for that. So when you go through the airport now, everybody has luggage that's on wheels. Everybody has that now, almost. Even now, book bags are on wheels. Everything's on wheels. Well, where did that come from? Well, a pilot who have to carry those really, really heavy bags, you know, way back when, and he is very, very heavy. You got to run through the airport from terminal to terminal. And he took his daughter or child, somebody's skates, and took the little wheels, you know, those skates back in the day. And he took the wheels off, and he put it on the bottom of his suitcase, on that case that they carry, you know, all the flight plans in. And it's so heavy. And that's where the idea came from. So you know what they say, necessity is the mother of invention. But I just, you know, threw that in. But, you know, that's how I came to want to do what I do, is because I would like to make things as plain as possible for people, because I didn't like when, you know, people made it seem so, not difficult, but they left out so many pieces that even though I paid my money or attended something, I still left there not knowing what to do. So I vowed that whenever I got an opportunity to be a trainer or show people how to do things, I'm not going to leave. I want them to know how to do it when they leave. So
exactly.
For instance, with this radio show, I have at least 6 to 7 people or more, probably close to 10. Legit, I'm talking about people who never did a radio show in their life. They came and was a guest on one show with me. I let them see everything. And I know everybody doesn't do that. And I let them see everything, and now those people not only have radio, they have radio, TV, and a host of other types of things. Same thing with writing books. So I love doing that. And even if I didn't love doing it, I can't help it because it's coming from my pain of when I learn how to do stuff. Same thing with teaching. I hated the professors that didn't make it plain and easy for me to get that A. You're not my brain, so by you showing me how to do something, you're not taking away from learning. So when I had an opportunity to become a professor, and the reason why students say, oh, I want Professor Williams, because she's teaching more classes, is because it gets plain for the student to get the lesson. I don't want them to feel like, if you're in a two-year college, I don't want you to feel like you need a PhD to learn this. Save that for when you get PhD level. You're at a level where, but anyway, that's just how I think. But, you know, back to you,
yes,
Coach.
And to comment on that, you know, a lot of times people tell you what to do, but not how to do it. They leave you there with the how to. Well, okay, so you tell me, perfect example, you're telling me to find my purpose. How do I do that?
Exactly.
But one thing about business is when you find out, when you can solve a problem, you have a product. Just put it that way. Okay? And a lot of times people don't want to release things because they feel that's their product. They solved the problem. That's the problem they solved. So they want to get paid for that. But I still believe in what you were saying, that if you tell someone how to do it, it doesn't hurt you. Because in this universe, and here we go with my feelings again, in this universe, there are certain things that are assigned to you. No one can take those from you. They're yours. You just have to reach out and get them. It will never hurt you to tell someone or to share some news or something or know-how with someone else because they can't take what's yours. What God has already granted for you, no one can take. So you should be free to share if you understand that principle. You should be free to share and to give also. And a lot of my coaches that I know, we do that. We will share clients back and forth to each other. If someone has an expertise in a certain area, we'll refer them over to someone else without that fear of, you know, I'm losing the client. Because we know either reciprocity, it'll come back to us, or, you know, we were supposed to share that client because they weren't ours in the first place. So
that's
what I want to get at.
That's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
People are not yours. That would be like American Airlines telling a person, you can't fly Delta because you're my client. Or a person sleeping at Marriott would tell a person who wanted to now go and sleep at a Ritz-Carlton, you can't sleep there because you're my client, you know. And so I think that, you know, we have a lot to share with people, and we can network together, and I don't, you know, feel like, and that's a good point that we're bringing up here, you know, money can circulate. The client can spend with this vendor or that entrepreneur this week and spend with that entrepreneur the following week, you know.
Yeah.
Right? You go to McDonald's one day, but you may go to Wendy's the next. McDonald's can say, hey, you were eating over here at Wendy's or KFC. So,
but you know what that does? You know what that does? It just makes that, whatever industry that is, it makes that industry stronger. In the sense of coaching, if one coach sends someone to someone where they're going to get maximum of what they're looking for, that person leaves with that good feeling, and they refer someone else. Coaching. It just makes the industry stronger.
It's so true.
But
and that's why
selfishness never leads you, you know, to where you need to be.
Well, that's how Coach Cassandra and I initially, you know, got together.
you know, here we were, two coaches doing pretty much the same thing on different parts of the coast. She's near the west. I'm all the way on the east, and we met on Facebook. No one introduced us. I put out a flyer and about guests on, and I saw her information, and I said, oh, I'm going to invite her on as a guest on the show. And I did, as I invited a bunch of people that week. I invited about 10 different people. And that's how we ended up meeting. And from that one day of her being a guest, well, the rest is history. And then we start bringing on other guests, and we did the teleshow, the webinar. We've really written a book together. We've designed a coaching program. We've done 50 million 11 things from one Facebook post, okay? We've talked on the phone for hours. You know, she prayed for me when the day after we first day we met, on the phone with her talking about the show, and I get a call discussing what she was going to come on the show and do, and I get a call from my husband telling me that my ex-sister-in-law was on life support, and I just mentioned that to her, and she just went into a serious prayer, and you know, so it was amazing to me. It was like, this woman doesn't even know me. I've been in ministry long enough to know you don't have to know people to pray for them. Don't get me twisted. I'm not saying that. It was just the fact that, you know, she and I was like kind of in a, you know, personal call, and then I just interjected that out of nowhere, you know. And she could have said, oh, okay, I'll let you go, or, oh, I hope she's feeling better. But no, she just went into this like serious, like calling down heaven prayer that if it didn't move heaven, it sure moved me. But I know it moved heaven. It moved heaven too. And I thought, anyone that'll do that is a serious, serious person that I like to be connected with. And so, you know, but so these are how, you know, I'm just sharing this story because, like John Thompson said, we all have our own stories. And that's the story of how you never know when the person that is going to help you get to your next place, you don't know how you're going to meet them. You have no clue. When I woke up that morning, if you could have told me that I was going to meet Coach Cassandra McKissack and that I was going to be later on the show with yesterday's dynamic show with Bishop Larry Baylor, that I was going to be talking to a woman who starred in Bishop T.D. Jakes' movie, Bernita Ewing, that I was going to get to meet all of these, David Knight, you know, and be on the, you know, I would have said, no, no way. Well, I wouldn't have been able to see it at that moment. But that's, and sometimes, you know, you want to do things, and I know you do, and I know you're listening, I know you want to do stuff, and you're telling yourself, no, not now, it's not right, I can't. And like John said, you got to do it anyway. Put the flyer out there. My friend Lori, who's on the show right now, and Lori said, you know what, I'm going to get a table at your event in August, okay? Lori, she got her table. She paid for her table. She's coming. And she may not even have the product yet. You see? But that's what I'm talking about. Once she made that move is so big in your scheme of things. When you don't even have the product yet that you do something, it brings everything else into place. So now, your brain has to go and now get the product. I did something, Denise Jenkins, you met her on the show. The way I got my books, I've sold thousands of copies of those books, but the way I got that book is Denise had her event. She invited me to speak. She didn't know me. I met her, and Denise, you've heard her on the show. She's our project manager for the teleshow that's happening tonight. I met her in an elevator in New York City. I was there on a separate occasion. She was there on something totally different. This is 10 years ago. I met her in an elevator. She invited me to Cleveland, Ohio, to speak. She didn't know my background. She didn't know any. She didn't ask for no bio, no portfolio. She didn't ask for no one-sheeter. She didn't ask for nothing in an elevator. Asked me to Cleveland and speak before close to 1,000 women, close to 1,000 women, and to get some type of proclamation from the mayor and blah, blah, blah. I go to Cleveland, but before I got there, she says, do you need a table for your books? And I had no book, had not written a book. I said to myself, what book? I don't have a book. But she said it's so authoritative. You need a table for your book. Well, I said, yeah, get me a table. I said, yeah, put me one there. When I did that, I had to write a book. And I said, okay. I said, I can't write a book. And I said to my sister, I call my sister, because when I get in trouble, I call my sister, because I've been doing that my whole life since we were kids. I get into trouble, I call Minister Beverly. Some of y'all know her. I said, Cookie, I call her Cookie. Cookie, I told this lady I got a book. I don't have a book. And she said, okay, now it's time for you to write your testimony down in a book. I said, great. Beverly has the best ideas. If you ever need a good idea, please call Minister Beverly. She is the woman for that. And she gave me that, and I wrote that book. I started it. I said, and then I got scared. I said, I can't do this. That's ridiculous. I'm a high school dropout. I don't even like to read that much. How in the world am I going to write a book? And never mind the fact that I had 3 college degrees by this time, but that's the kind of things we tell ourselves. We tell ourselves things that we've heard either all our life or something that was said to us once in our life but made a huge impact. I'm going somewhere with this, I promise. So I said, I can't write a book. And I said, oh, my God. I told this lady I was going to book. I cried. I was upset. I was nervous. I said, what am I going to do? I'm in big trouble. And so one day, one morning, I just cried out to the Lord. I said, God, I can't do this. This is horrible. What have I done? I'm going to make a fool of myself. And the Holy Spirit said in an audible voice, I know you can't write a book, but I can write one through you. And I said, oh, that's right. You are an author, aren't you? You wrote 66 books called the Bible. So I better listen to you. So I immediately went into a 21-day fast, and it took me 21 days to write that book. I fasted. I ate nothing, no food, not even a peppermint, not a cookie, not a celery, nothing, not coffee, not tea, not a cup of soup, nothing, water for 21 days. And I wrote that book, and I finished it. And 21 days later, I was going to Cleveland with my book, and I've been selling them ever since. That was February 2004, 10 years ago. So anyway, that's my story. So get started, people. Take action. As John has said, in action, you have to be bold, and you're all bold. Boldness, a lady told me this years ago, back in 92. She told me something I'll never forget. She told me that boldness brings magic, power, and genius. Now, I don't know who initially quoted it. I don't know if it's an ancient proverb or what. But she told me, and I can't even remember her name. I actually think her name was Cassandra, though. But it was years ago while I was working for a lawyer. I was his secretary. And many people would come to his office and have to sit in the lobby with me. And what do you think I did with these people? You got it. I talked to them. And she just so happened, she was a motivational speaker. I'll never forget that. I wish I could remember her name. And I think that's when, as a matter of fact, she sat on that couch and God had it where he was late coming back to the office from a court case, but God ordained it so that she imparted desire to be a motivational speaker, 1992. I'll never forget it. So anyway, that's my story. What's your story? Back to you, Coach Cassandra. I know I said or Coach Frederick, if Cassandra, she may be, yeah, okay, great.
I heard you say,
Coach Coach, that's great. Yes, boldness. I have found the same thing, that boldness does bring miracles, because when you step out in faith, I don't know, it's something about you having the audacity to step out and do the impossible. God will meet you there. You hear me? I'm talking about a place called there. You don't know where it is, but you step out believing God is going to catch you, and every time he shows up, oh, yeah, it does seem like magic. I know we don't talk like that in Christian circles, but it is a miracle in the making, and God will meet you there. If you can believe it, if you can see it in the unknown, if you can believe it, the invisible world affects the visible world. So you got to believe in your heart. You got to step out of the boat of mediocrity. Step out into the water of faith. When you don't know what's going to catch you, when you don't know what's below it, all you know is just raw faith. I just believe God. And that's how I am, Coach. I know sometimes people say, well, how do you believe that? I'm like, I don't know. I don't know. I just do. I just do. And God shows up. When, you know, you and I connected, God just showed up. We didn't know how. We didn't know why. We just believed that God would do what he says he's going to do. And he says, have I not said it? Will I not do it? I am a man. I am not a man that I should lie. So God's not a liar. God will do just what he says he will do it. He may not do it in your timing, but he will do it. I'm telling you, all things. All means all in my dictionary. All things are possible with God. But what are we doing? Are we sitting around waiting for somebody to tap us on the shoulder, waiting, waiting, waiting? Sometimes in your waiting, you know, if you go to a restaurant, the waiter waits on you. That doesn't mean you're not doing anything. It still means that you're still making the phone call. You're still trying to hook up with a mentor or a coach. You're still trying to get direction, of course, here from heaven. But you're doing. You're still doing. Faith is active. Faith is active. So as we will walk toward what we believe God for, oh, my goodness, miracles happen. Yesterday, God blessed me to be in the presence of millionaires. Millionaires. Oh, my God, my friends are slowly evolving and changing into people that have done just that. I met a man who climbed a mountain that he said it took him almost 4 days to get to the top of it. Can you imagine climbing a mountain just because he had the faith to do it, just because he wanted to do it? He said, if somebody else can do it, I can do it too. Do you have that kind of faith? Do you just believe that if you will step out, step up, get back in line, something's going to happen? Listen. Power up and kick the negativity to the curb. People that you know don't mean you any good, people you keep giving another chance to, that really are mocking you, they're a mockery. God's got better for you. You got to believe it. You need to start hanging out with the kind of people that you see yourself going. If you see yourself as a writer, hang out with some writers. If you see yourself as a songbird, hang out with the singers. If you still see yourself as a coach, hang out with some other coaches. Find out where your tribe is. Find out where the people are that are doing what you're doing. Because if you keep hanging out with those chickens, oh, my goodness, you're going to stay on the ground. But if you decide, I'm going to soar, I'm going to go ahead and get with the kind of folks that are doing the kinds of things that I'm doing, that I can see myself in that next place, at that next level. Okay, it can happen. We just want to encourage. That's what we do. We want to encourage you every day. Back to you, Coach. Oh, my God, I'm fired up.
No, I'm fired up. Coach Frederick, back to you.
Back to me. Well, I heard you talking about being in the doctor's office, and I wanted to say that destiny shows up.
Yes.
One day find yourself in the right place at the right time and destiny shows up. Maybe you never return again. You know,
yeah,
maybe it wasn't angels, but destiny shows up. But
wow.
I always tell people that, you know, some people call it luck, but I don't call it luck. When preparation meets opportunity, that's what you want. You want it. You want to be prepared, because one day an opportunity is going to come, and you need to be prepared. So when your time in your time when nothing's happening, that's your preparation time. You need
wow.
to be preparing so that when your opportunity comes, those things come together. Boom. That's the boom.
Okay.
That's your
okay,
time.
Frederick. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
That's good, Coach Fred Brooks. Let me tell you. That's I put that on somewhere, that preparation is the key to your destination, because your destination will be the result of what you've been preparing for.
Yes.
You don't
yes.
get out. You don't get out on the basketball court and shoot perfect free throws if you have not been up weeks, months, years, daily shooting free throws. You know, you don't wake up and do things perfectly or overnight if you that you have not prepared for. We've been getting clues about this our whole life, about preparation. On the job, you have to be prepared. In school, you got to prepare for a test. In sports, you got to prepare for the game. We've been getting even people who get married sometimes say, I want to live with you first. I want to prepare. You know? Let me try that. Let me practice, you know. But preparation, I find that is powerful. And things that prepare us are not what we always expect to be preparing us. But go right ahead, Coach Frederick.
Oh, you just jumped right in there. Yes, you're absolutely right. But, you know, but in times of preparation, we also have to understand that there is testing. Because when you're preparing for something, even in school, there are tests along the way.
That's right.
And as you pass each successive test, you grow in understanding, you know, and you're on your way to the preparation. So, you know, people say, don't despise small beginnings. Don't despise small things. As a coach, I always tell my clients to celebrate the small victories along the way, because they pave the way for the bigger thing to come. And they also keep pushing you forward. I also tell coaches that call me and say, well, I don't have any clients, you know, I'm not coaching anybody. Find somebody to coach, even if you have to barter or give it away free, because you need to practice. You need to stay
right.
in the groove of coaching. You need to
well,
develop your skills. You need to keep developing and keep learning, because there's learning
good.
Even in, I won't call it failure, but there's learning in success and learning in failure. I'll just say that.
Right.
What people
there
consider
is.
Failure. But there's learning
that's right.
in that.
That's right.
As a coach,
well, look at John C. Maxwell.
Yeah.
Well, look at John C. Maxwell. He built a whole teaching on failing forward. So there's absolutely great things that can come out of failing. You know, and look at, and then with the people who, I do the same thing, like what people would sing, people say, oh, I want to sing, I want to sing. So my first thing is, well, where's the last place you sung? Well, I haven't sung. So, well, how can you say you want to sing and you haven't sung anywhere? There are 50 million 11 places where you can absolutely lend that talent. And you know, first of all, how would anybody know you can sing if you're not singing? That's number one. How can anyone know that? You know, and so that's why one of the reasons I believe in the just doing it. For instance,
okay.
how can I tell someone, well, I would make a good radio show host if I didn't have all of these different segments that somebody can go and listen to?
Mm-hmm. And there are places of destiny. There are times and places of destiny, and I'm only going to say this because it keeps coming up in my mind to say it, so I'm going to say it from, I'm going to try to make it quick. Saturday I was on my way to a career fair. I was supposed to be there at noon, and it was 10:30, and I was just leaving the house. So it was 20 minutes away. I wasn't scheduled to be there, I was just making an appearance. So I wasn't late. I had to make some copies before I got there, so I shot over to the copy store. I get to the copy store, get in the parking lot, big old parking lot with a grocery store and a printing shop next to it. Get out of the car. I had just looked at my briefcase before I got out of the car. Get out of the car. My briefcase flies open, and every paper in my briefcase flies all over the parking lot. It's a windy day.
Oh, no. No way.
Yes. Now, there's a lady next to me in the car next to me, and she starts grabbing the papers for me, running all over the parking lot. Two other ladies and their husband across the parking lot start grabbing papers. You know,
wow. See
all these people grabbing my papers. I'm talking hundreds of papers. My briefcase is always packed. Like a suitcase.
Oh, my God.
So they grab them all, and they bring them all to me, and they're in all, you know, they're just like bunches of papers. I just stuff them in my briefcase. And I go, I said, thank you. And a couple pulls away, and the lady gets in her car next door, and she pulls away. I go over to the print store door. It's about 10:45 at this point. I get to the door, and it says closed.
Huh?
Yeah, it's closed. It's never closed, but today it's closed. Definitely. It's closed. I'm thinking, oh, my. I come back to the car. When I come back to the car, here comes the lady who was sitting next to me, back around the parking lot with one piece of paper, one. Because I found this. It blew across the parking lot, so I thought I'd bring it back. Gave me the paper, and I looked at her, and I said to her, I asked her what was troubling her. And she broke down and cried, and she said her mother had just passed away.
My goodness.
And every Saturday she would go and visit her mother, and this was that time. And she was just so frustrated and confused and didn't know where to go or what. Well, you know what happened then, of course. Then I had
right,
to pray
right.
for her. I had to pray
wow.
for her and help her wow. to her soul. So
wow.
the destiny of being there, it wasn't about the printing. It was about
wow.
being there for that person. And sometimes it's a test, you know, because I could have said, thank you for all that you've done. I really appreciate it, and let her go about her way.
Yes.
Or I could extend the hand of Christ and love to her
yes.
and help bring peace.
Yes.
Which I did. You know, so, and you never know what that's going to mean or who that person was. I don't even know who she was. I mean, I got her name
wow.
and everything. She was going to call. But it's just the thing of God placing you in places, putting you in places for your purpose and for his purpose, actually, for his purpose and his will, and what you do in those times and what your preparation is for those times.
A great point.
So, for some reason, I just had to share that story. I don't know. Somebody was supposed to hear that, but I had to share that.
Awesome. Well, if you tuned in to the show late, you're listening right now to Coach Frederick Brown, correct? Brooks.
Brooks.
Coach Frederick Brooks. And you were listening earlier to Coach John Thomas. He was our very special guest today. Coach Brooks is he's our associate co-host.
I receive it.
What did you say?
I said, I receive it. Say it.
I know that he's our associate co-host. What that means, for those of you who are not sure what an associate co-host is, an associate co-host, now like Coach Cassandra, she's the co-host, so she has her official time to be here. She used to be here every Monday through Friday from, you know, 7 to 8 or however long we go, right? So that's an official co-host, right? An associate co-host, they are the co-host whenever they show up. So, in other words, if he didn't show up on a particular day, he's not going to get an email saying, you know, explain why you weren't on time, why you weren't there, where were you? Neither does he have to report in, like if Coach Cassandra or if myself, if I'm not going to be on, I got to let Coach Cassandra know I'm not going to be here. She has to do whatever. And like vice versa. But with John, the, I mean, with Fred, associate co-host. He can come and go as he please. So just for those of you who were, like, wondering, I never heard of an associate co-host. Well, I haven't either. I just made that up. But so if you would like to be an associate co-host, sort of like Bernita, I would say Bernita Ewing definitely is definitely associate. Bernita Ewing is an associate guest. Whenever we don't have a guest, you know, we always got Bernita there. We'll get her to sing a song or. But you know, it's just it's all good. It's all good. And Fred, I would have to say, is an excellent associate co-host. So we got to make now we got to make the associate co-host an official title. And we will have you listed now, Coach Fred, as our associate co-host in this way. So, you know, you just jump in.
Responsibility.
This is pretty cool. See, but here's the thing. Our show is expanding. So one of the things that happened was when we expanded, and that's what I want to definitely reiterate to business owners, every last one of you. I don't care what kind of business you have, if it's a restaurant, a retail store, a network marketing business. Well, the network marketing businesses, they understand this. They got the lock on this, for real. But here's the quickest way. The quickest way to expand your business is to duplicate yourself, basically, by bringing on other people. That is the quickest way. The quickest way. And I think your network marketing, they're so unique because they, you know, in a typical business, or traditional, I should say, a traditional, conventional type business, you pay people to come on and expand your business. Network marketing, you pay to expand somebody else. So I think they really got it going on because you purchase the kit or whatever they have you purchase, and you're out there spreading the word about the company. I think it's awesome. But you can expand your business however you like, and that's the key. So we've expanded. We have Coach Cassandra, and she definitely brought a whole new element and groups of people to this radio show. Now we've added an associate co-host, Mr. Frederick Brooks, and that's going to bring even more people. So I'm excited. So Coach Fred, do you accept your new position?
Yes, I do.
Awesome. Now you got to go tell. So now you got to contact me and Coach Cassandra so you can get a list of your some things you can do. There are some exciting things you can do for radio, you know.
Okay.
Yes. If you've ever had any radio dreams, you can live them out. You know, radio, being a radio show host, what I've experienced is like flight attendants. When I worked for the airlines and we used to do hiring, like everybody wanted to be a flight attendant some kind of way. It's one of those jobs that people see as fun and glamorous. You know, travel all over the world for free. You don't have to live there. You know, the company pays for your hotel or whatever, whatever. You get to meet a lot of people. You meet interesting people on the airplane and what have you. Similar with, like, in the medical field, nurses, people. Everyone wants to be a nurse. Again, you meet interesting people in the hospital. Never a boring day. A lot of excitement. And a radio show is the same way. That's why so many people are, like, being radio show hosts. Oh, you get to meet. The great thing about it, you know, you can do it. People don't have to see you. So you don't have to get all dressed up if you don't want to, unlike television. You have to constantly be dabbing on the makeup, got to get the hair, the outfit, got to have the right colors, or are you going to sit there looking foolish? Well, radio, you don't have to worry about these awesome things. You can wear whatever you want, and you can talk to people from all over the world. And it's exciting. So there's a lot you could do live shows, though. So, for instance, Fred, now that you're associate
yes.
co-host, you can go anywhere in your area, take your microphone, and just walk up and interview someone. Say, hi, I'm associate co-host for All About Entrepreneurs, and like to talk to you for a little bit about your business, whatever. And record it, and we'll upload it. We'll play it live. Cassandra also can do the same, and sometimes you'll see us put things on Facebook. You're going to see us doing more of that.
So, yeah, if you'd like to be one of our associate and actually associate co-host, you can actually pick a day. You may say, well, I don't want to do the random cameos. I want a set time and day that I come on. Once a week, I want to come on once a week on a Tuesday morning. Fine, let us know. We'll pipe you in. I want to do Thursdays, you know, at 7:45. Fine, let us know. We want to help because this is also training for people as well. A lot of people want to do their own shows, but they need that internship. You need to play around with it first, try it out, see how it works, see if you like it or not. And we'll let you do that here. So we do a number of things. We coach people in getting their lives together. We coach people in transitioning from one part of their life to another part or another level of their life. We coach people in overcoming some area in their life where they're stuck or can't get over some particular obstacle. But we also train people to do things that they want to do. You want to write a book, we'll train you on how to write a book. You want to self-publish, we'll train you on how to publish a book. You want to become a speaker, we'll train you on things from the platform, things you need to know about gesturing, about posturing. We'll teach you how to speak without saying and ah. We'll teach you how to put your speech together. We teach you how to book yourself, how to make money while you... So, yeah, it's great. Oh, and by the way, before I forget, don't forget, tonight we have the Power Up Your Possibilities teleshow. We'll teach you how to put a teleshow together. This is the second teleshow. We already have the third one booked. We have our guests. We have George Frazier and Alethea Owens coming next month. We already have that. We're working on June, July, and August. The teleshow happens once a month. We'll teach. Last month was awesome. We had 5 dynamic guests on last month. This month, tonight, don't miss it. The call-in number, we've got it on Facebook. If you didn't get it, get the flyer on mycsn.org. The flyer is on there. We're going to be posting live in a chat on CSN, a Christian social network. So sign up for that site so you can get in on the chatting. It's going to be powerful. It's going to come fast. We got international leaders coming on. Mr. Steve Farber, he has the International Leadership Institute. He trains leaders all over the world. We have Michael Gray. He's an aide to one of the top U.S. congressmen, and he has been for years. He was with his father, Congressman Donald Payne Sr. His father, Congressman Donald Payne, did many great pieces of legislation. He was on the minority committee. He was the head of a lot of different things. He was the head of various committees to Africa, South Africa. He worked with President the one whose wife is running now, Hillary, President Clinton. He worked with who was before Clinton. He probably goes back to Reagan. He's been in Congress that long. His father, not junior, is in there now. The father passed away 2 years ago. But now the junior took his spot and ran for election and got elected. But this guy is his aide. This guy is in his own right doing great, powerful things. Michael Gray, he's phenomenal. And he travels all over the world. He's from Africa. He has a lot of information about business ownership. He speaks to entrepreneurs in every segment. He speaks to business, top business CEOs as they're trying to bring stability to our economy and jobs and education. He works on all kinds of foreign affairs. He hangs out with Joe Biden, and these people are his friends, and President Obama. He's going to be our guest tonight. Also, we have Marianne Kochet. She's an author, a speaker, trainer, coach, friend, mother, grandmother, professor, and many, many other things. Marianne Kochet, you can look her up. She's a organizational development expert. She was doing organizational development back in the day with AT&T for years. You know, AT&T had some of the top training this world had ever seen for leadership and management and success and personal development and professional development. And also we have Ms. Donye Hoffman. This woman can transform any type of community. I don't care how bad, how ratchet your community is. She's a community development expert. She went through a two-year community development program where she got her degree. She traveled to communities all around the country and studied economic development. She has an awesome organization called Phenomenal Women, and she has a program called Lavender Place. They train and educate women to transition to success. She also will be calling from Jamaica, so she will be on the call tonight as well. She's in Jamaica, starting her program over there. She's with a family that I want her to tell her own message, but you can do it. Don't tell me what you can't do. Yes. Back to you, Coach Cassandra.
Hey, yes, folks, come in. Come on in tonight. We want you on that teleshow. If you see that flyer, and Fred, you too, please share the flyer for tonight. It is going to be dynamite. Fred, we are definitely looking forward to you being on and participating. Folks, check it out. We need all of the social media. So get on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We want to use all of the social media. So while the speakers are talking, we want your input. Hashtag AAE Show on Facebook. Coach Louisa will give you the Twitter account to go to. But we are communicating on MyCSN. We expect it at night to be on the phone. And listen, we actually have a conversation with the speakers. So when they get done talking, you are going to be involved. So listen, spread the word. We are going to offer you the opportunity to speak with some of the top speakers nationally and internationally. That is something to get excited about, folks. So we definitely want you involved. We want your input. Come on now. Power up and kick it, baby. We are about to do it tonight. We're about to make it pop, make it happen. Right here tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. Go on my page, Cassandra McKissack. Go on Coach Lalisa's page, and that's how it's worded, Coach Lalisa Williams. Go to her page, and hopefully Fred, you will have the flyer up on your page and share it. We want everyone involved. This is a community format, a national committee format, where we're coming together and we are talking about empowering a nation. Yes, the United States of America is more than just about your community, more than just about your state, more than just about what's going on down the street. We want to get you to kick it and power up your possibilities. Yes, we have a hashtag Power Your Possibilities also on Facebook. So we want to hear from you. We want to get your questions. We want to get your feedback. We want you involved. Yes. We put this show together with you in mind to see you've got to start taking ownership of the power that you have. You see, what the problem is, we don't believe that God wants to use us at the level he wants to take us to. You are phenomenal. You are absolutely amazing. Do you know that? I know you probably don't have people telling you enough, but I'm telling you, you are amazing. Because I tell you, the more I find out how God is doing all the amazing things he is in me, I am owning that power. I am owning the possibilities. So I'm trying to do the next thing and the next thing. Yes, my focus is basically radio, but what can I do that will expand this radio audience? Oh, my God, we're just thinking outside the box. We want to even eventually do a show with YouTube and the radio. I mean, the opportunities are endless. And listen, we are looking for folks to come alongside and assist us. So if you are good at putting YouTube videos together, if you are good at talking to folks,
We need your assistance. Yeah, you. We want you to be involved. Come alongside. You want some mentoring. You want to get some hands-on training. Like Coach Lisa mentioned earlier, come alongside. Hit us up on Facebook inboxes. We would love for you to come alongside. If you want something due, we'll give you something due. We will engage you. Of course, you know, we're going to be reasonable. You know, we're going to do it around the schedule you already have. But, yeah, we want you to be involved. Come on now. Hey, we can't do it by ourselves. We need your help. Let's do it together. Let's make it happen. It's like, you know, for us getting ready to make it happen and do some things with us. We're about empowering folks. We're about motivating people, taking them to the next level. Because somebody helped me. Somebody gave me a chance. Coach Lalisa gave me a chance. So, hey, we can give you a chance. If you want to do something you haven't done before, hey, you can do that right here. Why not? If not you, then who? Are you the one, or shall we look for another? I want to know if you will step up to the plate and be courageous. Ah, yes, be courageous out loud and make it happen, baby. That's what we're doing right here on this show. We are taking it to the next level, and we love it. We love it. We love when we bring people on like Bishop Baylor, and he says, you're doing what you're supposed to do. Keep on doing it. We are birthing babies. Oh, my God. It is so awesome. I listened to that show again. You can go to our archives and listen to the show again. Listen, the show that we did yesterday is absolutely memorable. That is a show that will go down in our history as being one of those make a memory showcase shows that we did on yesterday. Oh, my God, God came in and he just blessed our socks off. I'm telling you, I love it. We come on radio, God shows up. You know what? When you allow room for God to show up, he will do just that. And he came in and blessed us in such a big way. Oh, my God, I'm so glad that Coach Lalisa said yes. I'm so glad she heard God. You know, when she allowed me to come in and share with her. And, you know, you're absolutely right, Coach. When you bring people alongside, oh, my God, it's just so wonderful. Look at Tom Joyner. He started out by himself, then he got a co-host. And now I think he's got, like, what, 5 or 6 folks that do that radio show with him. They may not all be on the same day. But, I mean, he kept expanding. You know, God is into multiplication. You ain't got to do this by yourself. Folks, if you're sitting there, oh, it's so boring, oh, woe is me, hey, get up out of bed, do nothing, do something. Baby, get in line, get up, make it happen, pick up the phone, make the call, take a walk, do something you haven't done before, you'll be so happy. Oh, my gosh, back to Coach Lisa, Coach.
That is so true. That is so
true. I absolutely love her.
I was going to say, I think it's Fred's turn now.
That's what I say. I absolutely love her. I'm going to have to call her Coach Boom, B-O-O-M, because she comes on with such a boom. And I'm thinking, are you in California?
I'm actually in St. Louis, Missouri. I'm in the middle of the United States of America, but I'm sure we'll probably get someone connected from California out with us, too. Who knows? It's a possibility.
Yeah, but it has to be. It has to be about 6:30 in the morning there. How can you come on with such vigor and such boom and such?
Listen, we have done it. We had on director, movie producer, Chris Yvette. She said it was 4 o'clock in the morning, and I'm telling you, she was so bubbly. You would have thought it was 12 o'clock in the afternoon. She absolutely. She said she gets up early, so some folks it's not a problem. Now it was 6 o'clock my time. 7 o'clock your time, it was 4 o'clock in the morning, and she was up and bubbly and talking, and she is just such a popping personality. We've got to have her come back. But, oh, yeah, when people, you know what, Fred, you know what, Coach Lisa, I find when something is important to you, you've got to make it happen. You've got to get up at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, because I've done it. When you want to make it happen, you do whatever it takes to do. You know that? Yes,
absolutely.
I'm booming. And last month, Coach Elise and I, we did
on our webinar, pow, we were talking about getting up, fighting, you know, hitting it, you know, making it happen is what we're trying to infer. You know, you got to punch back. Life hit you down, knock you down, get back up, hitting, get back up, punching. You know what I'm saying? Don't stay down. I don't care who messed up big. Get up again. You can make it happen. We've met people in prison. Oh, my God.
Well,
remember that gentleman we had on? He had been in prison.
Well, yeah, well,
And now he, yes. Go ahead.
Well, wait. You're right. Yes. Oh, that was awesome. Oh, my God. What an amazing story. Well, we have a couple more minutes. Let's see if there's anyone that would you've been holding it in, but you've been wanting to get in the conversation.
Oh, yeah.
Now's your speak now or forever hold your peace. Just like in the court. I mean, just know when you get married. But no, I don't know. They say that somewhere. But now, listen, don't hold back. Remember what we said. Take that leap of faith. If you're wanting to say or you thought to say it, you know, like Fred, who just shared that powerful story about it, about the papers flowing around the parking lot, don't hold back. If it's something on your heart and you want to say it, don't leave this show without it. You'll regret it the rest of the day. Say it. You don't know who's going to come back to this archive and listen to this and get this message if they're not on now listening. So don't hold back.
Can I jump in there?
Yes. Yes.
I'd like to say that if, you know, Coach Cassandra that you just heard, if you want to be a coach and you're out there listening, you know, it's like when someone sneezes, it's contagious. If you're standing next to them, you get the sneeze. You need that enthusiasm. You need the people need to hear that enthusiasm and excitement in your voice like the coach has. The only way you're going to get that is by volunteering, is by jumping in, becoming part of. Linking with people who do what you do. That's what they said earlier. You have to link with people. If you want to be a coach, link with coaches. You know, link with the people who do what you do. You have an opportunity now to come aboard and learn. Don't worry about making mistakes. You know, some of you may say, well, I don't know how to do that. You know, how do I do that? I've never been on a radio show before. I've never talked to people before. This is your opportunity. You learn from some of the best. You have Coach Cassandra, Coach Lisa there. They're the best. You've heard them. So now is your chance. Now is your chance to come aboard and be on the ground floor, so to speak, of something new, something exciting, something that you want to do.
Amen. That's it.
Absolutely.
You said it better. You have to learn. People say, well, I don't know how to do that. Well, nobody knew how to do it until they learned how to do it. A baby doesn't know how to walk until you stand them up, and we used to stand people up against the wall back in the 50s and 60s to teach them how to walk. You take your little and let them get their stand up, or you put them on the table and let them, you know, or because we couldn't afford walkers back then. I know these days they got all that fancy stuff to help kids walk, but I'm talking about back in the 50s. We didn't have all that, and that's how you learned how to walk. We stood them up against the wall, or we'd let them hold on to the cocktail table. And so, but you had to learn, you know. You had to learn how to hold a bottle. So we had to learn everything. And so, again, you don't have to know how to do something. You just have to be willing. You have to be willing to learn. And if you're willing to learn, you can learn anything you want to know. Wisdom, the Bible says, if any man lacks wisdom, just ask God for it. He gives it unabraded, not. You know, and I had to learn what that meant. He doesn't hold any bridge against it. You will be able to get it. There will be nothing that will stop you from the wisdom that God will give you and how to do something.
And there's not a lot of people out there who will give you opportunity. A lot of times people will say, I got mine, you need to get yours the same way I got mine. Here you have opportunity. Come on to be associate host, to be part of something new.
Absolutely.
So take your opportunity.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The same thing with the events. We have now people working with us. You want to host a teleshow? You want to host a webinar? I'm actually showing people how to set up your own webinar using PowerPoint, using equipment, using everything you need to do to set up a webinar. Same thing with a live event. You want to do a live event, whether it's
do the flyers, the tickets, getting the facility, getting the speakers, getting the food, getting the anything you any part of an event you want to do. You want to know how to do it. You don't have to go out there and do your own at first because it's a lot, and you may invest a lot of money and end up with nothing. I knew a lady one time. She was going to do an event. She wasted $20,000 because she didn't know to come and link up with somebody that was already doing it first. And so she put out $20,000 for a commercial, for a radio commercial, and then she never had the event. And, you know, radio is not going to give you your money back. Okay, once they run that, run that commercial, you don't get your money back. So but had she gotten with somebody and found out the ropes and learned what to do, she could have saved herself a lot of money. Okay? When you first do an event, I don't know about you, but when I did my first event, nobody came. I know some people have great success. They do one event, and I know they got 1,000 people in the room. That wasn't my experience. My first year of events, I did events for a whole year. I have my husband, my mother, my sister as witness because they were there. They were the ones who came. No one showed up, no matter how many flyers I put out there, whatever. That's not the case now. Now I do events. People come, and they see nearly close to 100 people, sometimes more, and they think, oh, wow, that, you know, that's great, I could do that. Yeah, but you weren't there for the years and years that I did them. Even, see, that's what happens. A lot of people, they do one, no one shows, they won't do anymore. But the secret is, you got to keep doing them even when nobody shows. When nobody came, Coach Cassandra and Coach Frederick, I still stood up in the front of the room. I still hooked up my PowerPoint equipment. I still did a presentation to the empty seats. I still had the binders on the table. I still stood at the door and acted like I was greeting people, even when no one came. I turned back around 3 months later. My husband was calling, you know, he didn't call me stupid, but he was a little concerned that I would be holding. He was watching me at home, making all this preparation, staying up late nights, putting together binders, printing out stuff, printer going all night long, waking up in the middle of the night, printing out stuff. He would help me take my stuff to the hotel, get me there, and nobody showed up. He'd come back later, he'd peep in the room, still nobody there. All right? That's not the case today, but I had to do that. If I had did the one and nobody showed up, and I would have said, oh, well, I'm not successful, I got to go sit down. This isn't what I'm supposed to do, all right? I wouldn't have known how to handle when the hundreds do come.
Wow, I think we need to give Coach Cassandra's husband a round of applause for the support. Because of his support, now you're hearing Coach Cassandra, Coach Lisa, Coach Frederick, and you're getting all these great speakers. And all of that came as a result, and partly as a result of her husband supporting her in her vision, even though no
mm-hmm.
one showed up.
That's right. That's right. For years. That happened for years. And so when you come to the event here in Newark, New Jersey on August the 16th, what you see there will be a result of all those years that no one came, but I still put the event on. I still paid the hotel. I had to pay the hotel at the end of the day. I had to pack all that food up, take it back home, okay? You know, I had to suffer through the feeling of feeling like a failure, all right? The embarrassment, all right? Because you know people are going to ask you, the first thing out of people's mouth is, how did your event go? They knew you had an event. They saw the flyer. Oh, they knew you had an event. And the first thing they're going to do is they're going to say, how was the event? So I had to deal with that event after event, year after year. And then God allowed me to partner up with awesome people like Denise Jenkins in Cleveland and many other powerful individuals that he's allowed me to work with, Saeed Brown, Kelly Willa Weaver, you know, Gloria Walton here in Jersey City, New Jersey, other people that I've met along the way, you know. And so now it's a different story. But I had to go through that. And I see when people just jump up and think they're going to do it overnight, I just say, okay, let me see how that works for you. I want to see. It didn't work for me like that. I don't know, it might work for you, but it didn't work for me like that. I had to have the event, put money out of my pocket for it, and nobody showed up. I got a box of flyers. I won't get rid of them. They're from somewhere around 2007. I spent money for 2,500 flyers, okay?
Ooh.
And I'm not going to throw them away because it's my memory. You know, I got programs, you know, people that, you know, I'm not getting rid of that stuff, you know. But hey, it's all good. Like you said, you know, Coach Frederick, and this is what we do. This is how you do it. This is why we do the show every morning, to show people. We want people to see the real deal. You know, now it's different. Now, yes, I can put together an event, and I can get 100 people in the room, right? Because I had to go through the pain of putting it together and nobody showing up and not giving up. The success doesn't come from people not showing up. The success comes from you not giving up. That's how you get the success. But like John said earlier, you gotta focus on going through, not what you're going through. You got to focus on where you're going to, I think you said, not what you're going through. So, yeah, I can't focus on the fact that, you know, at that time, no one was coming. You focus on the fact of what you're doing. And people say, oh, you're stupid, you're stupid. I was like, no, I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm doing. Because the Holy Spirit had already told me, this is the path. So I had to, but it's, again, you know, we're human, so we're going to still get those little feelings that, oh, man, this is whack. You know, this is whack. But the Holy Spirit, like, just let you know, no, this is how you pave the way. This is how you get there, you know. And sure enough, you're there, okay. And that's why when people who are very successful, when they stand flat-footed and can say to you that they're successful, all right, they're confident in what they have to pave the way to get there. That's why they're not confident in the fact that somebody thinks that that happened overnight for them. They're confident because they know, like Tyler Perry, he knows he had to sleep in a car. He knows he was homeless. He knows what he had to eat or what he didn't have to eat. He knows how many times he had to eat somebody's garbage. He knows that. I know, I've been homeless. I know what you got to eat when you're homeless. You ain't always sitting at no McDonald's table, okay? Or no table somebody invited you. I know what it feels like to be homeless and have to eat somebody else's leftovers. And you could care less what anybody thinks. But you can stand flat-footed and you know that you're where you're supposed to be and you don't feel sorry for it at that point. It's not being arrogant, okay? But the fact is, you know that you can't give that to somebody. Fred, I can't hand you a plate of homelessness and say, okay, eat this and then you're going to be a success tomorrow. I can't give you a coat of, all right, you lost your business, you wasted all your money, you threw away thousands and thousands of dollars when your girlfriends were going shopping in New York, buying Gucci bags, buying all that fancy stuff, and you were spending your money on event facilities and nobody was showing up. You can't put that in a box and give that to somebody. But that's what people, but Fred, that's what a lot of people want.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen.
Absolutely.
And if it does, maybe it will happen for you. Tell me about it. Tell me how it worked for you.
It rarely happens like that. It doesn't happen like that. In the natural, if you look at corn in a field, corn doesn't just pop up. It takes seed. Mm-hmm. It takes time. It takes sun. It takes so many things. Fruits and vegetables, they don't just pop up. There's a time period. There's a vested time. that it takes these things to grow and come and become ripe.
That's right. So we appreciate each and every person. We know you learned something on this broadcast today that's going to take your business to another level. Don't forget, keep praying. Put God in the midst. Your business, our new slogan for the show, our new slogan is building businesses for kingdom building. That's what time
it
is.
I love it. Say that again.
That building businesses for kingdom building. Coach Cassandra,
wow.
Lori, John, every last one of you, Bernita, Kathy, Chris, this one, that one, all of you, those of you, I don't know your names, you are in the kingdom and building. It's building. We have prosperity. We don't live on lack. We go through lack, but we don't live on it. Let me tell you, Joseph was thrown in a pit. All right? His brothers, his own brothers, left him there for dead. And then one of the brothers felt convicted and said, let me go back. Daddy going to kill us if we don't. If we let this boy stay here and die. And so one of the brothers went back and got him and then sold him into slavery. Then he ended up going to prison because he didn't want to rape a woman. He didn't want to take what a woman was offering to give. Now, listen, that's a whole other story. But so... This All About Entrepreneur show, we are headed to in a new direction, and not necessarily new, just refreshed, because we were already headed in that direction. That's why we've collected the people that we've collected along the way. See, you can't head north and end up south. So we're not necessarily headed in a new direction. We were headed in the direction, but now we are refreshed. It's like in a race car, when cars race, they stop in them little pit stops to get rejuvenated so they can keep on the race. So we were already running in this way. But now our focus is more clear. See, that purpose. Our show has a purpose now, all right? Before our purpose, remember what we said. Your purpose, when you don't know your purpose is to find your purpose. The AAE show, we were trying to find the purpose, and then we found it. So now the purpose is building businesses for kingdom building.
Woo-wee! I love it. That's a winner.
Nice song. Yes, it is.
A winner, woman of God. You have heard from heaven on that one. My goodness.
That's what he dropped in my yesterday. That's
wow.
What he dropped in my yesterday as Bishop was talking. That's what God said. Uh-huh. It's business, is building business for kingdom building.
I love it. I love it. Absolutely, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
So we are blessed, and we are blessed. Oh, and you know, Bishop just brought out so much about entrepreneurship. So all the stuff that we have been talking about anyway, about using your talents, using your gifts. Everyone that had been coming to the show, you know, they couldn't get halfway through the first 10 minutes of their message without showing how God had done something for them.
Wow.
That they could never forget. You know, the song say, Jesus, I'll never forget what you've done for me. And
yes.
It seemed like, right, Cassandra? It seemed like everybody that
yes.
was coming on.
Yes, yes, yes.
Couldn't get through a few minutes without saying, and God did it. So, you know, a Bishop came on. He talked about praying for this broadcast. You know, I honor that. We now have, yes, he said 110 intercessors praying for this show. And we
yes.
said, God, thank you. Yes.
What an honor. Yes,
praying for your businesses. So your businesses are going to be a success. It's no ifs, ands, buts about it. You can rest in that. I love that. Even the scripture talks about a time of rest. And it's not the rest like sleep, laying down rest. It's rest assured. It's